This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's welcome live to the studio David Cox. He is a candidate for the Virginia Senate in District 24, which includes part of, that's a big district, isn't it?
It's part of
Western Albemarle, Greene,
yep.
Augusta.
Highland. Rockingham, part of Rockingham.
Is it really Highland County too?
Yeah.
Which, for folks who've never been there, that is one of the most beautiful parts of Virginia.
Yeah, you have to drive forever, but it's worth it.
A lot of switchbacks through the mountains.
Oh, it's worth it.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Monterey, that's out in Monterey,
yep.
right? Just beautiful.
I have one of the most beautiful districts in the world and among greatest people too.
Well, there you go.
I love it.
David Cox, he's the candidate from the Democratic Party for the 24th Senate District race, running against Libertarian Aaron Syme, who we had just on a few days ago, and Republican incumbent Emmett Hanger, who won the election after a very close battle with challenger Scott Sayer for the Republican nomination. David, best place to start is just a David Cox 101. Tell us about yourself, where you're from.
I spent most of my life in Virginia. 20 years ago, I had an 18-year exile in New England, and there I met my wife, and we had our three kids. And then 20 years ago, I moved to Lexington to become the pastor of a local church there, which I served for 13 years, and then I've done some other things. And lo and behold, in 2005, I ran for the House of Delegates in the 24th District, House District. And then I continue my work with the church. I serve a small congregation in Bath County, which is also beautiful. Y'all come on over and visit. But meanwhile, we've always lived in Lexington and got to know this area very, very well over these 20 years. And then decided to run for the Senate when it looked like there was going to be quite possible of an open seat there. But Mr. Hanger prevailed, and so here I am, and I'm running nevertheless, and I think with a very good shot. People are not happy with Richmond. They're tired of the gridlock. They're tired of the same old, and many people are saying it's really time for a change. And this is why I'm running. My parents and my generation left me and my generation with the best schools, the best roads, a healthcare system that was far more covered far more of the population percentage-wise than now. And that's no longer true. I mean, we've got one out of every 11 bridges in Virginia is structurally deficient, and our schools, they're good in Albemarle, but they're not good everywhere. The Shenandoah River is killing its fish. We got major problems here. And what are we and our generation going to leave our children and grandchildren? I think we can do an awful lot better. And all my life, I've tried to bring people together out of a certain level of ideals and of hope to solve problems. And I can point out a few. I mean, when it was needed to have expand our daycare center to in the church I was with, in order to accommodate people that when their own daycare centers closed, we did it. When we had the welfare to work provisions that left a lot of women without any infant care for their very young children, we did it. When people were facing having to leave the community they loved over in Lexington and Rockbridge to find other places to live where there was care, we provided a place for them to stay, and thereby, above all, giving them the liberty of staying in their own place, their own community. And at the same time, we brought 130 jobs to our area and now provide health care through the nursing home for all of Rockbridge County.
We're talking with David Cox. He's a candidate for Virginia Senate in District 24, which includes all of most of Western Albemarle County. We'll certainly talk politics. Let me ask you about your call to serve.
Right.
You worked professionally for many, many years as a minister and still do that.
Still do, 35 years.
Tell me about what was happening in your life when you knew, you know, this is what I'm called to do, this is what I'm going to do.
Well, you know, now, are you talking originally or more recently?
Originally.
When you first got the call. Well, actually, it's very strange. I was living on Rugby Road at the time, going to the university, and I was early to class one day, and that's the miracle. I was early to class, and I saw a brochure or flyer that promised a year of seminary, of divinity school, they're on this fellowship program and kind of no strings attached. And I thought, you know, that could be very interesting. I'd recently undergone some religious experiences of sorts, even here in Charlottesville at the university. One thing led to another. I went up to Yale Divinity School, and 1 year led to three. And ironically, I had thought originally of teaching history, had a 30-some year diversion. Just this past year, I taught history for a term at Southern Virginia University. So, come full circle, and yeah, that was very fulfilling.
And I hope I'm right here in saying this, but the lessons that you learned as a minister and working in a church for so many decades is that the church can really change lives. You can
have
an incredibly positive effect on people's lives, and really become part of so many different families.
Well, and in fact, I think that a lot of the lessons and the skills that I learned and developed as a pastor are directly applicable to politics. After all, what I'm doing is meeting a lot of people, hearing their hopes, their concerns, their dreams, hearing about their challenges, and trying to bring people together in a common vision that will not only solve problems, that we will do, but also to make this society more of what we want it to be. So as in the church, so it is in politics. The nice thing about politics is I don't have to worry about the furnace at the church.
You don't have to worry when people complain about parking.
No, I'm sure I'll have to worry about other things when people complain.
Yeah. We're talking with David Cox of Lexington, Virginia. He's a candidate for Virginia Senate in District 24, which includes all of Western Albemarle County. David, let's talk about some of these political issues.
Sure.
I know payday lending is something that's very important to you.
Yeah.
We talked in the last hour with Delegate Jennifer McClellan of Richmond, who has certainly provided a great deal of leadership on this issue in the House of Delegates. Tell us what it is and what's wrong with it.
Yeah, a lot of respect for Delegate McClellan. I was in the Sorensen Institute candidate program a couple years ago with her, and I admire what she is doing. I believe that the payday lending schema now that has fees and interest that on an annualized basis can run up to 389% is simply immoral. No society tolerates extracting from people who are down and out. And certainly the Bible, to bring that side of my life, the Bible is very clear on the topic. So I think it's immoral. And so I support
very clear in saying what exactly?
Very clear in saying you don't take advantage of people when they're down, and specifically in charging interest,
right,
quite honestly, in Exodus. So,
and the payday lending industry is certainly across the country, and no less here in Virginia. You're saying then that that's what they do. They take advantage of people.
Well, I think so. As it happens, they might not intentionally do so, but that's the effect. And the people go to them as a court of last resort. They don't really have other options. These are not, it's not a good decision, but these are people who have not made good decisions often or not so financially sophisticated. And so these are people who, in my opinion, need some protection. And that's one of the things that government is for. It's unlike the lottery when they actually make a conscious choice to do that with a couple of dollars. They get themselves into a bind. It's kind of like people who make the bad decision of going on a dark night into an alleyway in a bad neighborhood of town, they still deserve police protection, even if they've made a bad decision. So what I believe is that, yes, that's immoral, but therefore the legislature needs to put a cap of 36%, which has been suggested, but also it's not enough to say, no, you can't, we've got to close down this industry, which technically we're not doing. We're just putting some limits on it. It's also important to provide an alternative. And that, fortunately, is being developed in Hampton Roads area. There's a group that is working with commercial enterprises. And I like that because what's going to happen is that the private sector is going to develop alternatives. We on the state level need to encourage that, not with state dollars, But I think in providing that protection for people and then encouraging every way we can the development by banks and other commercial enterprises of a viable alternative. And some of the payday lenders themselves may, by necessity, then need to change their ways.
If I'm not mistaken, this whole idea of payday lending was an industry that was illegal in Virginia just until a few years ago.
And unfortunately, the incumbent, Mr. Hanger, voted for that. And also, you'll also notice that he took some campaign funds from one of the leading lenders in the country.
We're talking with David Cox of Lexington, Virginia. He's a candidate for Virginia Senate in District 24. What do you say then to the folks who might say, well, you know, that's free enterprise and nobody's forcing these people to go to these businesses, and why should the government be in the business of protecting someone from their own bad decisions?
Well, as I say, nobody's forcing an innocent person to go down a dark alley making a wrong turn. They make a mistake, but we still, as a society, need to protect them. That's what I would say.
What are you hearing when you go door to door? And I'm sure you're doing a lot of that now. What are you hearing from voters in your district?
I had a wonderful afternoon of going door to door in Crozet today. And yet people said, yeah, it's such a lousy day. Yeah, but they were all at home. And I had some great conversations. And once again, there are four topics that really come up. Number one, far and away, is transportation. The abuse of driver fees, which I think are a monstrosity, the growing congestion on I-81, I-64 to a lesser extent, the concern for some of our back roads as well, and that's especially important in a rural area. So transportation, number one. Number two is education. I'm certainly for the pre-K program. As I mentioned, there's a daycare center in the church I served, and when those kids got to elementary school, to kindergarten, the superintendent of schools told me every single one of them was ready to learn. And there are, of course, other people who didn't go to that school who are ready too, but that's a remarkable record, and it ought to be available to every family that chooses to want it. So I'm very much in favor of that, but also of community college education. I teach at Dabney-Lancaster Community College, and it provides a great service for people who are of lesser means or who haven't quite figured out what they want to do yet. And it provides a good education at a surprisingly low cost. So it really helps. So that's the second thing, is education, maintaining our standards and expanding them. Third is healthcare. And I certainly see some needs for trimming the costs in Medicaid and some other things and making it more accessible as we watch what's going on the federal level. And then finally, a lot of concern about development, overdevelopment, sprawl. That, of course, relates to infrastructure, which brings us back to the transportation. You know, we really have major problems in our infrastructure. In my own district, the town of Goshen lost its water system earlier in the year because it needed drastic help and it had not been maintained. That's going to happen more and more. We've really got to pay attention to the nuts and bolts, as it were, of society. And in so doing, in looking at the infrastructure, in looking at education, then those in turn are ways of making Virginia attractive to businesses in the years ahead by providing good roads, good infrastructure, and an educated workforce.
David Cox, a candidate for Virginia Senate in District 24, the election November 6th. Thank you so much, David, for coming in.
Well, you're sure welcome. Glad to be here.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.